Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of SYD Life. I'm Charlotte here with Alex and we are going to be talking about being independent today, so check it out.
Let's go. Ding, 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 bow! SYD Life, yeah. Is that how it goes?
That's the new one. That's the new stick.
Bow! SYD Life, yeah. Charlotte, did you catch the footy on the weekend?
I
bumped into your dad, by the way.
He did. Mm-hmm. I did catch it in a way where I didn't watch it, but I caught it.
Caught the score?
Yeah.
See that the Manly Seagulls beat the Penrith Panthers significantly.
Shocking.
Comprehensively.
Crazy.
Convincingly. I know.
Crazy.
People are saying like we might end up being premiers this year.
The one bit I saw was when Cherry Evans kicked.
Yeah.
And his face was like, he was like really shocked that it went in because it went one way
that was
and then
an epic
swang
moment.
Back.
Yeah, he did not mean to do that.
Is swang it was a awesome. Word?
Might have been swung.
Swung back.
I'm not sure. I just got into the swang of things and I was just going.
It sounds like it should be like.
Ah, swang and a miss.
Swang.
Really good.
Adding to the vocabulary.
Swung, yeah, it swung. I would probably say golf term, like faded. It faded back in.
Sure.
It was pretty amazing.
I just loved his reaction.
Yeah, he was like, whoa. He actually got another one from the sideline. I was like, whoa, really? On fire.
Because
yeah.
he's not the
he,
regular
he's not a go-to
goal kicker.
He is a goal kicker.
Because the other guy was out.
He got head knock in the first couple of minutes, Ruben Garrick. Mm. Yeah, it's exciting though because Penrith's such a phenomenal side.
Yeah.
And the Seagulls
they've won the last
3 years in a row. They're just a phenomenal
So
outfit,
basically we won the premiership.
That's what I'm saying. People are saying it's our time.
It would be really
Even
nice.
Even though we lost to the Dragons the week
time.
Before. Yeah.
Yeah.
On rugby league, there's a few things happening.
Okay.
So obviously Manly beat the Panthers.
Is that what they're called?
Penrith Panthers, yeah.
It's like, why have you added?
Yes, yeah, so that's another swang and a miss for you. So, so Manly beat the Panthers. Very, very exciting.
Huge.
But something on the Panthers, which I've noticed in the past few years, and I've brought this up with my friends out in the west of Sydney, and so got a controversial thought here.
Uh-oh.
Yes, might make some enemies on this podcast. Here's the thought. Here's a theory I have. Here's an observation.
Yep.
What happened during COVID? Because for about the decade before COVID, I didn't know of any Penrith Panthers fans that were living out in the West. And suddenly everyone's going for the Panthers. People in Parramatta, people in Campbelltown, they're all going for the Penrith Panthers. Well, it's because people are following winners, right? They've abandoned their team. They're kind of West. We'll just go for the Panthers now. No. Stick with the team that you chose. You got to dance with the girl you came to the dance with, right? So you guys out there choosing the Panthers now, you're glory hunters. The time for your club will come. You got to stick with them. But yeah.
I have
every second person out West is now.
Sure. I have a great example of this because Beck, she's a character in this podcast. Her family goes for the Sharks and I go to plenty of Sharks games with her and her family.
I didn't know
And
that.
I like go full Sharks, but
okay,
I support Manly.
Yeah.
And so it's when the Sharks win, it's really exciting.
Yeah, I'm okay with second teams. You can have your second team.
But
I
had a bit
one,
of a moment when they won Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
Where I was like, I could leave Manly in the dust.
When the Sharks won Easter Sunday?
Yeah.
You could leave Manly in the dust.
And go for the Sharks.
Why?
Because they have a prettier colour.
No.
Yeah.
A, maybe. B, that's not how it works.
Well, I recovered.
That's not how it works.
I recovered because of what you just said. I was like, no, my family legacy is for the Seagulls.
You're talking about the Canberra game?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not an impressive opposition that they beat.
But they've beat them so many times. The Raiders.
Yeah. But it's the Raiders. No one is like, oh my gosh, you beat the Raiders. Wow, you guys are amazing. Tell you what they are saying. Oh my gosh, you beat the Panthers. You guys are amazing.
Yeah, it's true.
So
it's true. I'm glad that I didn't.
Back the boys.
It was good that I had the moment because I was like, no, I'm deciding to back them.
Yeah.
And it worked out real well.
Yeah, because otherwise you could be like commiserations to our South Sydney fans and even Parramatta fans, but particularly South fans. They're having a really tough season.
Sure.
They are down the bottom. Latrell's not playing well. He's got suspended. Ooh. Things are not looking good for South's fans.
When is the State of Origin?
Around June.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's always
Did you want an exact date? I think June 8, but I don't know.
Yeah. I hope you're right.
Yeah.
Because that's amazing.
Actually, just want to bring up a couple of things with you.
I
feel like start of the podcast, good time to air our grievances, get on the same page, have a crucial conversation. Just so, because if I was right about June 8th instead of Origin, that would be another thing I was right about that you've probably told me I'm wrong about.
Yeah.
So just want to clear up a couple of things.
Yeah. And,
that I was told I was wrong about. First, remember how last episode I brought up deleting TikToks and that was a reason why I was feeling insecure in the podcast, like you're trying to replace me because you deleted TikToks and you said, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
And then half an hour after we finished recording, you were like, oh my gosh, yeah, I did.
Yes.
And you were so casual about it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're like, oh yeah, I just did it. No, you made me look like an idiot on this podcast. You deleted me. You are trying to delete
me. What I make you look like?
An idiot. I've been told not to yell in microphones.
I did. Like when I tell you it, like I deleted it from my brain.
Brain.
So.
Wow, you deleted me from your brain too.
No, I didn't.
I can't help but feel the sense that I'm being, feeling like I'm not wanted.
I didn't delete you from my brain, Alex.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I deleted the TikTok deleting from my brain.
Okay, gotcha. So just clarify, you are apologizing?
I'm apologizing. Okay, I'm so sorry.
Good. Second one. We brought up Harry Potter. Goblet of
I'm
Fire.
I'm really embarrassed about this.
And you're like, Sirius?
The book?
Yeah. Sirius is in the Goblet of Fire. Do not, girl, do not try and back your way out of this now. I was talking about the movie. You were like, Sirius is not in the Goblet of Fire. Sirius is indeed in the Goblet of Fire. I don't know if he's in, well, he is. He comes up in a fireplace, but it doesn't matter. I was saying Sirius is in Goblet of Fire. I was referring to a quote in the book of Sirius. Sure. And you're like, Sirius? He's not. And so I was like,
what's
oh, wow, I must
book?
Be. And I can't believe how humble I was. I was like, yeah, okay, maybe I've got it wrong. Doesn't matter. I'm trying to get to the quote.
Wow.
Okay.
Sorry.
This is the time to show remorse, not aggression. Because I was right. I went and fact checked. He is in the book.
All that I'm taking from this is that it's time for me to reread the books.
I would prefer you just to apologize, but you could reread the books too.
I'm really sorry. Okay, and I'm embarrassed. Please, I didn't know that.
All right.
Because I pride myself on knowing a lot of Harry Potter stuff.
I know.
So you were right.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Wow.
Was that what you wanted?
That is what I wanted. Yeah.
Okay. Now we have nothing else to talk about. We don't have any beef left.
I guess my conclusion is I'm never going to believe you again on the podcast. When you say, didn't happen or that did happen, I'm not going to believe you.
We need just like someone sitting off camera fact checking constantly.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I didn't realize that I would be so good at gaslighting.
You're really good at it. I didn't know I'd be such
apparently
a victim
I am.
Of it.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't either.
Yeah.
We should talk about how your hair is shorter.
Okay. Yes.
Your hair's shorter.
Last podcast.
Yeah.
You revealed that I was going bald and that's true. So I've had a buzz and this will be the length I keep
and
it for a considerable amount of time.
So good.
Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you.
I love it.
It is too little too late, but I appreciate it.
No, you are. It looks so good.
Thanks.
Your hair is getting way shorter. My hair's getting way longer.
Yeah. Yep. I'd probably like it to be getting longer, but I appreciate that. People are appreciating the buzz.
And you look less ginger.
Okay, so firstly, I guess I'm going to take offense at that observation because what's wrong with being ginger?
Nothing.
Oh, you just said I look less ginger.
Yeah. Your hair color is less ginger.
Yeah, actually, but that's not surprising to me because people have often said, and I can't bring them as sources right now, but that my hair isn't ginger, it's a gorgeous auburn. I said, guys, you don't have to use the word gorgeous, but they're like, no, it is, it's gorgeous auburn. So... Yeah,
now I'm like trying to remember what your hair looks like before. Yeah,
probably
but it's gone.
A bit of GA, a bit of gorgeous auburn.
Maybe GA.
Yeah, gorgeous
that's
auburn.
Awesome. Yeah. Has someone genuinely said it's gorgeous auburn to you?
Everyone does.
Wow.
It's weird that you haven't said it because most people are like, wow, there's that guy, gorgeous auburn. And then they're like, there's that guy who's balding. Oh, but he's buzzed. Oh, it's got
but
gorgeous,
it's gorgeous auburn.
Auburn.
Yeah. It's like rolls off the tongue quite nicely.
Gorgeous
too.
Auburn.
Gorgeous
auburn fine comb.
It sounds like a men's like deodorant or something.
Okay.
Like, yep. Gorgeous auburn.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, I get it.
I've convinced you. Yeah. Hey, Alex said that I looked like a model earlier.
I said, have you considered taking up modeling?
I modeled as a kid.
Yeah.
And
that's
then,
not the same.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Yeah.
I'm just walking around waiting for someone to say, hey, follow me. Come be a model.
This is like kind of DeLulu vibes. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I just was walking down in uni, experiencing the ephemeral moment, and someone approached me and said,
Proposed. You cannot slip. But now I'm like, wait, did you say that or not?
I know, am I going to gaslit it again? No, because I was more focused on sneaking in ephemeral there.
Yeah, I caught it.
Throwback. You want that, like, oh, I'm just being my vibe.
Because, it just would be, it'd be easier. Mm-hmm. You don't have to try.
Yep.
Just walking down. Oh,
there's Delulu.
We want to pay you millions of dollars to smile. Yeah. Of a camera. Sometimes not even smile.
No, just pose.
No. I'm sure models do a lot more than that. A lot of travel involved.
No shade on the models.
Have you ever seen the Vogue YouTube series, Vogue Diaries?
Can you imagine a world where I've seen that?
Maybe a faraway world.
No, I have not.
They're great. Give you great insight into a model's life.
Yeah, okay.
They're really interesting. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about being independent. Great. We're like kind of living in a culture. It feels like the culture at the moment is really glorifying that of being independent. But I know personally, just like people my age, we're struggling to actually be independent, whether it's, you know, swinging too far one side or too far the other side. Yeah. I'm just excited to chat about it, hear your thoughts. I've got some thoughts.
Great.
So it's going to be great.
Let's do it.
Yeah. The first thing that I wanted to chat about was kind of just why people are struggling to be independent. And my thoughts to kick us off was kind of that it, for me personally, is that it kind of, there's like this like fear or this anxiety where being independent, standing alone, standing up for yourself is like scary.
Yeah.
And so being vulnerable in that way, being like, I own this, whatever it is, if it's like in a workplace or if it's just in life, it just like makes us kind of vulnerable.
Yeah.
And so then it's like, oh, I'd just rather someone else is going to take the fall for this. Mm-hmm. I'd rather someone else is going to be, you know, have the dependency or I'll be depending on someone to do this because it's like you're out in like the middle of the storm by yourself and you've got to deal with it.
Mm.
And so when I was thinking about this, because like I feel like I thought that I was really independent.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like this year, I've been like, I've been a little bit independent. Like but I also was just confused as that like, I like spending time with myself. That must mean I'm independent.
Yeah.
But it's actually just probably not that.
Yeah, okay.
So that's my top line thought.
So people, one of the reasons people might struggle hearing from you is like, they're afraid of what happens if it's on them.
Yeah.
And that there's a preference to abdicate that responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like we've talked about it a lot on this podcast.
Yeah.
Just that like taking responsibility for ourselves.
Yeah.
And being like, I'm in charge of this. Yeah. I have agency.
That's right. You have agency.
But yeah, just that whole thing. Because that's scary.
Yeah.
But there comes a time where we've got to grow up.
That's right. Yeah, we've got to be independent.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were talking about why do we think people are struggling with independence. And I think Jonathan Haidt, I think that's how you say his name. He wrote The Coddling of the American Mind.
Okay.
He has some very good insights into my generation, your generation, the rising generations of not so much directly about independence, but I think it relates quite well here. He calls it some of the untruths that the younger generations are believing, and one is an untruth of fragility, insofar as that we have subscribed to the idea that feelings, negative thoughts, negative experiences, challenges, failures, mistakes have a lasting damage.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that's created is, because it is difficult, it is negative, it is undesirable.
Yeah.
And independence really puts you in that position where, like you said, you're in the storm, it's your call, it's on you, it might fail, you might suck, you might get hurt, someone might hurt your feelings, someone might say something mean, someone might think not well of you, whatever it is. So that's an undesirable state because you are at risk of feeling some negative emotions or hearing or experiencing some negative things. And so then what happens is, our culture has gone, okay, well, we're so fragile. Let's prize safety. Let's prize comfort. Let's prize convenience. And so in our zeitgeist, it's been elevated. Safety's been elevated as the prize. Keep ourselves safe. Keep ourselves comfortable. But independence is incongruent with safety.
Yeah.
Is incongruent with comfort. It doesn't, they don't match up. And so I think one of the reasons why we're struggling with independence though is because safety is so important. Comfort is so important. Not having the weight of pressure on us is so important, or people's approval is so important, or the opposite. People's disapproval is so damaging, or people's rejection is so damaging, or people's mean words are so damaging, or experiencing failure is so damaging. But it's what Jonathan Haidt talks about. It's an untruth. It's a falsehood.
Yeah.
That they aren't necessarily a lasting damage, and they're not permanent.
Mm.
They're not everlasting. But that's one of the reasons why we struggle. I think a lot of people struggle with independence is that they're viewing themselves as too fragile. You're actually fairly robust.
Yeah.
You actually have resilience. You've got abilities. You can you can handle this. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
That's one of my thoughts.
Can I ask what a zeitgeist is?
Did that intentionally. the prevailing thought, worldview, thoughts at the time. So the prevailing thought at the moment is safety is really important. Look after yourself. I think another reason why we struggle with independence is a lot of people struggle with independence is that there's helicopter parents that have like really protected their kids from all these kind of possible negative experiences. Negative experiences actually shape us. Falling down and getting back up again, that shapes us. We learn. And then what happens if we don't have enough pressure, if we don't have enough exposure to pressure, stress, difficulty,
totally,
rejection or negative emotions, if we don't get enough exposure to that, we don't build the muscle to be able to handle it when we're out on our own.
Yeah.
And so that kind of delays, independence gets procrastinated.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's like it's part of being refined.
Mm-hmm.
Just yeah, that,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just that whole suffering's going to come, but you got to let it shape you rather than ruin you.
And actually getting experience with it, getting exposure to it, will help you grow in independence. Mm-hmm. I love youth fiction. Have I told you this? I brought a Harry Potter last time. So,
well, I kind of guessed.
I love youth fiction.
What's it going to be?
It's going to be, I'm a massive fan of A Series of Unfortunate Events, Lemony Snicket. Yeah.
Best series ever.
Yeah, I know, rocks.
I actually don't think I ever finished them.
I didn't, so I went and finished them 2 years ago. I went through the whole series 1 to 13 all year.
I need to.
It's great. Did you
watch the TV show?
I watched snippets. Nothing matches the book for me, so.
It wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Although.
The movie's good.
Oh, okay. Actually, no, I watched a couple of episodes. Yeah, I didn't follow it all the way through.
Mm.
It was
fun to.
Yeah.
It's always fun when things get turned to life.
Yeah.
But
it's true.
Anyway.
So in the first book, this is really early in The Bad Beginning, Violet, Klaus and Sunny, the three kids, are on the beach. Mm-hmm. This is before they know.
Oh, right at the beginning.
Right at the beginning, right.
Like first
and there's a man in the there's a man in the mist, and Snicket writes that Violet is nervous, and Klaus picks up on this, and he says a quote like something like, "It only seems scary because of the mist." Right. And that this figure that's in the mist, and it's actually a figure they know, it's Mr. Poe, it's someone that they know. But because of the mist surrounding him, it dials up the fear, right? It dials up, oh, this could be a threat because it's unknown and uncertain.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only scary because of the mist. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean that it won't stretch you and challenge you and cause stress. But the mist of uncertainty and not knowing and not having full control of a situation can be a reason why we don't want to be independent. It's like, oh, but I don't know how I'm going to go if the responsibility is on me. But that's just the mist. Yes. Once you're in there, you're like, oh, okay, this is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great analogy. I'm going to go read those books.
Great books.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember I got up to like the sixth one every time.
Yeah, same with me.
And I was just like, oh, I can't keep going.
2 years ago, I just said, that's it. I'm buying them all and I'm reading them.
Do you have them physically?
Personally, I have some physically, but I am a Kindle reader. So I read them on my Kindle, which felt annoying because I was paying for a book again.
Yeah.
But I read them.
And then they're pretty.
They're gorgeous books.
Physical ones.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe I should invest.
Yeah, either way, they're really good.
They're so good.
Yeah.
The other thing is kind of just coming out of why people are struggling is then to be like, well, why should we be independent? Yeah. And I think we've like touched on it already, but it's just like, it's just part of growing.
Well, why do you think it's important that we pursue and grow in our independence?
Yeah. Well, I think it's for like personal growth. It's like, I don't want to be stuck under the safety of my parents forever.
Mm.
That's where I feel
Okay, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And just like, you know, if you think about you know, like, I want to go on adventures and I don't want to be scared of that.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go and do cool things. I don't want to be scared of that. Like, I think about with, like, I'm studying journalism and it's very, like, independent career.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you have to go find the story.
Yeah, sure.
You have to go do the research. You have to interview them. You have to write it. You have to prove to the editor that it's going to, you know, going to make it in. And so it's very like, and that's daunting.
Yeah.
So it's like, for me, it's like, I need to get to grow this muscle now so that when the time comes in my professional life, it's not something where I'm like, oh my gosh, I've never done anything like this before.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah, it's just, and I think it also is like, we have to grow up eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I'm kind of, I feel like I'm very aware of it now. In this stage of my life where it's like, okay, well and truly out of school, you know, I look at like what some of my friends are doing and it's like, it's big girl time.
Yeah.
Like
great. Yeah. Put the big girl pants on.
Yeah.
Take a swing at this thing. Yeah.
Exactly though. Like it's just, there comes a time where you need to stop being dependent on people, dependent on things.
Yeah, sure.
Like it's time to stop hiding.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just important for your relationships.
Mm.
Like it's important for your work, whatever it is that you end up doing.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it's important for personal self-growth to be resilient and to be like, I remember when back in school, they would like force into our heads how important having grit and resilience is. And we were like, literally shut up. I don't care. But it's so true.
Yeah, it is.
Like
yeah.
it's so true to have that because there will be things that come up where you have to deal with something by yourself. And I want to be prepared for that.
That's right. Challenge and suffering comes for us all.
Yeah.
So independence is like, okay, well, I'm going to take it on. And the more, the quicker you choose, okay, I'm not going to, and we're not saying don't rely on people or don't be dependent on others.
Yeah.
We're just saying don't abdicate any responsibility. Don't hide behind things and become either codependent or coward.
Yeah.
Then the other thing about independence is as you grow in your independence, you help others become independent.
Yeah.
And so you take people on a journey with you for a while, but then they become independent by themselves. But if you can't help anyone else become independent unless you've gone through that independence yourself.
Yeah, yeah totally. Mm. Totally.
Totally.
Yeah. And it's like what you said, like being dependent on people is really important.
Yeah.
In some cases, you know, it's like you don't want to be really isolated.
Yeah.
And community is so valuable, so vital.
Yeah.
It's a great way to get through life.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it comes to having like strategies or habits to like grow the independence muscle, what have you got?
What have I got? Yes. So I think it comes down to identity. So I've got kind of got four things that I tell myself when it comes to being independent.
Love. Some affirmations.
Yes. Possibly I will not be, I will not accept that description. But
I wake up in the morning
and have
it written on your mirror? I am loved.
No, I do have, you have gorgeous auburn hair. And that's enough for me.
And let the day swang around.
No, take a swang at the day.
Take a swang at the day, that's better.
Yeah, I'll just drop my notes. Beck, can you help? Thank you. Okay, so here are four things that I kind of think shape my identity when it comes to
beautiful
independence and being someone who's independent. The first is this, and maybe this would help others. I'm sharing this because maybe someone else might want to latch onto these. I am responsible. So it's not someone else's fault, the situation that I'm in. It's not someone else's fault that the scenario or environment I find myself in is difficult, stressful. I'm not going to blame someone else. I'm not going to blame my upbringing. I'm not going to blame my friends. I'm not going to blame the government. I'm not going to blame the environment.
Yeah.
I'm going to take responsibility here. Doesn't mean it's all my fault. No, that's not. I'm not saying I'm completely at fault. I'm saying I'm responsible to make a decision here, to respond here. It's on me.
Mm-hmm.
Until I take responsibility, I cannot be independent.
Yeah.
Then something like just the belief that I am competent, right? So my previous wins are evidence that I can do hard things. So I'm responsible. It's not someone else's fault. I'm taking this on. I'm competent. The reason I know I'm competent is I've gotten through difficulty, problems, and challenges before.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we pursue them. That's why it's important not to hide from them, but to go through them because you build self-confidence and a realization that you are competent in areas. Now, I'm very incompetent in some areas. Why are you laughing? Yeah, that was an agreement laugh. just like I already had cut myself. You don't need to take another swang. Okay, so I am confident. Okay, my previous wins mean I can do higher things. So I'm responsible. I'm competent. Mm-hmm. I am resilience. Mm-hmm. I am resilience. I am resilient. So I have, yeah, you just gotta say, I am resilient.
Love.
I am resilient. And the reason for that is I have made it through every other hard thing.
Yeah, totally.
Every other challenge. And that is not just true for me. That is true for every person. Mm-hmm. You have survived that which caused you suffering. Mm-hmm. So you are resilient. So I'm responsible, I'm competent, I'm resilient. And then I'm adaptable. Mm. So what I mean by that is that pain isn't always permanent. I have agency and I can change things in this situation. So what helps me with that independence, and it's not like I quote these as a maxim or a mantra every day when I get up, but they're identities within me that's like, hold on, I'm responsible. I'm not going to blame someone else. I'm not going to, no, I'm here. That's on me in a work setting. Mm. Yep. Okay. There are reasons why that project didn't get finished, but I'll just cop it. That's on me. Yeah. I'll work better next time. Yeah. I'm responsible.
Yeah.
I'm competent. So I know that I've gotten through things before. So it builds a self-confidence of taking on the next thing. And this is just, it's just like a habit, and the habit creates experience. The experience creates an identity and a self-belief. I'm competent. I can get through these things. So can you.
Yeah.
I am resilient, right? And so being resilient means, well, I have gotten through everything so far. I can actually draw confidence in that whatever's come for me before, whatever I've been anxious about before, whatever's made me fear stepping into independence and stepping into responsibility hasn't killed me yet.
Yeah.
So I am not fragile. I am strong. I am resilient. And then finally, I'm adaptable. I can adjust and adapt. I have the ability to change the situation, change the environment I'm in, change the perspective I have, change the feelings I have towards myself. I can quit things. I can shut down things. I can remove things from my life. I can pick things up. I can start new habits. I have adaptability as well. So I find that really helps me both personally and professionally, those four things.
Yeah, nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Nice.
The only thing I had for this was just to like back yourself.
Nice, so back yourself. Yeah. Well, that's what we're doing when those four things. You're backing yourself.
Yeah, and like that is something that I'm learning now. When like step up into like a different job, even it's like there's no one to protect me from this stuff.
Yeah,
but it's so good.
That's right. There's like no one to protect you. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's so good.
Nice.
Because it's like, wow, I could have just kept doing that for the rest of my life.
Yeah. But you were born for something more.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nice.
When we do talk about independence though,
yes,
there is obviously a danger of being like super independent.
Yes.
And then that can kind of turn into being isolated.
Yeah.
Or like isolating yourself.
Uh-huh. I reckon that would be something that you could be tempted to do. Don't you reckon?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To isolate.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you have some ideas on how you would approach, resist or prevent that occurring?
I think for me, I'm weird.
Yeah.
Because I've
been so unique.
I'm so
no one is like
different.
You, Charlotte. Yeah.
Because in some scenarios, I'll turn really clingy on people. But then in other times, I will just like totally isolate and avoid. And it like just really depends.
Mm-hmm.
But when there are cases where I do isolate, it'll usually be when I'm just like so scared of the truth.
Yeah.
That I'll be like, if I just like ignore everyone and everything and just like hide away back here, it'll be fine because I don't want to take responsibility or I don't want to take the fall because it's scary and it's like vulnerable. But then in the end, it is so much better to grow that independent muscle, be like, this is mine. I'm owning this, taking ownership of things. But yeah, there is that balance of being like not really codependent on people or being really isolated. And I think it's just something that it's like to learn, to be like changing habits, changing things where it's like something might happen and like the first thing I'll do, not being like going and telling someone, be like, no, oh, this like awful thing happened to me. What should I do about it? Being like, let me see how I would respond personally myself. Yeah. But then on like the flip side of that, if it is the isolated side, not just being like, oh, but I'm just, this thing happened and I'm just going to pretend it didn't.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm just
going to put your head in the sand. Yeah.
Yeah. Just be like, if I just ignore or if I just pretend to forget about that one thing, it'll be fine. It's the like false harmony that you always talk about.
Yeah.
Which is not a good place to be in.
Yeah.
And especially I feel personally when you personally in yourself are living in that like false harmony, it like things gets more stressful because you're just pretending everything's fine.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And so can I check back in on this one? How does that relate to being overly independent or?
Yeah. So when I think of being overly independent, I think that is when you like isolate yourself.
Yeah, okay.
And so it's just that like almost hiding from things in me.
Okay, gotcha.
It is that like, that hiding.
Burying it. That's how I become. Nice. Yeah. Mine's similar in that the danger of, it's not over, it's actually isolation. You don't become overly independent, you isolate.
Yeah.
And when you isolate, that's where crazy things happen. There's no fact checking. There's no peer review. There's no social proof. You're in your own world. You've got such, and really when we get to that point where actually we've broken our trust in the world, in our friends, in our peers, in whatever it is, it's just a break of trust and we isolate.
Yeah.
And no one can speak into my world. And so then, and then it becomes a self-defeating narrative because you don't reach out for help when this is what you need.
Yeah.
Independence is different to isolation or you know, Stephen Covey in Seven Habits for Highly Effective People talks about interdependence. Mm. That's really what we're after, not standalone ships, but that we work together.
Totally.
And so, that's the really important thing is to not isolate. That's just where – that if you're starting to find yourself isolating, your conception of reality is guaranteed to become distorted because you just have no one else speaking anything true to you alternative view.
Yeah, it's like when you're in your own – you like become your own echo chamber.
Yes. Almost. Yeah, that's it. That's exactly right. You're like your own echo chamber. Like bouncing around.
Everything I'm saying is right and true and everything – like no one's speaking into my life and everything's fine.
And so much of what we think is just not true.
Yeah. And I think it's hard when you like see someone that you know kind of falling into that and it's like,
hey, come back. Yeah. Don't go to the island, get back on the lifeboat.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Which again, I think is why community
It's very
really important.
Indeed. Love it, Charlotte. So we've got some questions from our followers.
Yes.
One of these was a great one, I thought. Might get your thoughts on it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone asked, okay, so then how do we, and you and I were just talking about being not isolating and not being overly independent. So how do we balance independence with letting people in and accepting help?
Mm.
How do we balance independence with letting people in and accepting help?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think it's the whole, like we don't want to get super isolated or become really codependent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when it comes to letting people in, having like, I feel like setting yourself up for a win and like having a community that is always going to be there, that you trust, that you'll be able to wrestle things out with, that you would trust them to speak into your life so that when like a problem does arrive, you don't think I'm the only person that like, you know, we have to deal with things on our own, but it isn't a sense of like no one will care if I have to share this.
Yeah.
And so, having a community, I'm in a great connect group.
Nice.
That is always there for me where.
And for our audience, what's
a connect group? So in our church, we have connect groups, which is people similar age that we're just able, we meet fortnightly, that we're just able to share things, ask for prayer for.
Nice.
Go through life together.
Great.
So I have a great connect group that I trust.
Cool.
And I know they trust me.
Yeah.
And so it's just a good way for me to personally balance because when I'm anxious, I'll be clingy or when I'm stressed, you know. And so it's nice to just have that space that's like, hey guys, this is what my week was like. And just having it as an open processing kind of moment. Yeah.
It's good. Great. Love it.
Great. What are your thoughts?
Are you mirroring? Okay, so balancing that independence. I think actually you need to be aware of your inner pendulum. So we all have a pendulum, like think a grandfather clock. Do you know a grandfather clock?
I love a grandfather clock.
Yeah, so, and it's that pendulum that swings one way or another. And all of us swing, we swang a certain way, right? So I have an inner pendulum that absolutely swings towards isolation and looking after my own and like not needing others. So I don't need to work on being more independent. I need to work on being more open, right? And connecting with others. And being independent doesn't mean you become proud or self-sufficient or you know, I'm it and it's all on me. Mm. Being independent doesn't mean that you are invincible, right? Being independent does not mean that you have to have it all together.
Yeah.
It means you're taking responsibility. There's one time, I love my car, but it's had a couple of problems. And a few years ago, there was a storm or whatever and something happened in the engine, it got leaked and I was I was in a car park and I couldn't start the car to go. Yikes. And so I couldn't leave the car park. And so I was it was a chill day. So no one was leaving except one lady. And so she was behind me, but she couldn't get out because my car was obstructing it until the NRMA guys came to fix the car. So I was incredibly, you know, this is like a worst nightmare for people. Like, here's a problem I can't fix and now I'm affecting other people.
Yeah.
So I was profusely apologetic to her. I said, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened, but the car's not working. The NRMA guy's here coming really soon. I'm really sorry.
So you parked someone in? Sorry, I was trying to set the scene.
The details of the car park, which aren't that relevant to the story, but thank you, is the car park was like you couldn't exit. I was blocking the exit.
Sure.
So like I probably started the car, got my way out, and then it stopped and then I've broken down.
Sure.
So I couldn't start it again.
Yes.
And so I'm profusely apologizing to this lady and she says to me, this is such a powerful quote, and she says to me, it's okay. And she says, it's the warmest voice. She goes, it's all right. Everyone breaks down sometimes. And I just thought that was an incredible demonstration of compassion. And I think that remains true for people who are trying to be independent to remind themselves that they are not invincible, that we all break down sometimes. Mm. And this is why community and leaning into people and having good friends and those and connect group like you talked about, they're really valuable in the times when you are, you're independent, but you're not invincible. And so you need I talk about it like this, you need a crash mat to land on.
Yeah, totally.
And so friendship and community and supportive people around you, they're never to be forsaken.
Yes.
They certainly are not sacrificed in pursuit of independence.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That is beautiful.
Thank
I would
you.
Have cried on the spot.
Yeah.
If a stranger said that
right,
to me.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'd have been like, thank you.
Oh, you kindness, yeah.
I love when strangers are kind.
Yes.
It's the best.
Plenty of those stories.
Well.
Great.
What's the one thing that you want people to take away from this?
Okay, here's what I would say out of anything when it comes to independence. I think it would be this. Prizing safety over meaning is a recipe for fragility and insecurity. So to prize safety over meaning in your life, it's a recipe for feeling fragile and being insecure.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to choose the path that requires courage and exposes you to your fears, risks, and challenges. Why? Because you will be better for it. That's my one thing.
Amazing.
And what is your one thing?
My one thing is like take independence as something that you can learn that you know is going to grow your resilience. And why not strengthen that muscle right now?
Great.
While you're
love
young,
it.
Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, let's start right now.
Nice.
And then set yourself up in a community that can be that crash mat for you.
Really good.
Yeah.
Take a swing at it, guys.
Take a swing.
Yeah.
Take a little swing at it. Well, hey, last episode, you had a little bit of an oopsie.
It's set up. Okay.
You misused a word.
I did misuse a word. I did frame it that I didn't want to use it and you bleated. It was a setup, yeah.
So I just thought today we could maybe.
My pride is so dinged up by that. I misused the word ephemeral.
Yes.
It means a short and meaningful moment. Which is, to be fair, you walking off a train is a short and meaningful moment.
True.
But it wasn't what I meant. I meant more to appeal to the senses.
Yeah. What is that word though?
I don't know.
It's
maybe romanticize is the, romantic is the word.
Yeah, right.
Certainly wasn't ethereal.
Anyway,
I apologize. So we don't have to do this segment. I've already copped the L.
I just thought maybe I could test you on a few words.
Oh, okay. Wow. It's a quiz.
And I will tell you that they're really weird.
Okay.
But I just want to see. This was an activity we used to do in drama where we get given a random word and we had to make up a definition.
Okay, play along with us if you're listening.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, you ready?
This will test the fragility of my ego.
Yeah, ready?
So I could just bail out of this, but I am responsible. I'm competent. I'm resilient. And what's my other one?
Adaptable.
Let's go.
Okay. The first word is inceptive.
Are you going to use in a sentence or I don't
know? I didn't write sentences.
okay.
I don't know. How do you use this one in a sentence?
Okay.
Just guess. Stab in
inceptive.
The dark.
Okay. So to be perceptive is to perceive things. To be deceptive is to deceive. But there's no such word as inceive.
Yeah.
So to be inceptive, I'm going to say, is to have an awareness or knowledge of yourself and your internal thoughts.
That's beautiful. It means beginning.
The inception. I hate myself. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, great. Okay. Inceptive. The beginning of a thing.
Is that what the Inception movie is about?
It is not. It's actually more related to – it's. You don't know it? It's a great movie.
I've seen it.
Yeah, the dreamscape.
It. Yeah.
The beginning. It's not the beginning. That's well, no, going that's inside. It's Inception. Inception. It's a movie.
I know. Okay, next word.
Okay, 0-1. This is going to be tough. This is going to be a tough slog for us, guys. Did you get inceptive? I'm talking to the audience.
I know. This one's fun because I didn't practice pronouncing it.
Okay.
I can use this one in a sentence.
Great. But say it first.
The word is apterygial.
Apterygial?
Yeah. Okay. Let me think of a sentence. Oh, look. That thing is apterygial.
Charlotte, that is not a sentence. There's a thing that's apterygial. Okay.
Oh, look, comma.
Yeah.
That thing.
Oh, the comma saves the day. Now I can meet. I know exactly what the word means. Apterygial. Apterygial.
Think dinosaur.
Yeah. So if you're saying think dinosaur, why didn't you use dinosaur in the sentence?
Because.
Apterygial.
So think of a, what's that dinosaur?
It's fine. Pterodactyl?
Yeah. Yes. What about that makes it a pterodactyl?
Well, that it's aerial. It's airborne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Apterygial.
I'm done. What is it?
Having no wings, fins, or limbs such as snakes or eels.
Look, is apterygal. You could have at least said that eel is apterygal.
Okay.
Or that worm is apterygal.
Okay, okay.
Easier. Anything. You just said the word and a few words before it.
Okay.
0-2. Cool.
There's one that I'm pretty sure you'll know on this list. Carillon. Let me read the definition. Okay. Oh, look.
Oh, look. Why do all your sentences start with, oh, look, that thing is carillion.
Oh, look.
Okay, yeah, go on.
That tower hold on.
Start from the top, yeah.
Okay. I went to a bell tower.
Yeah.
And it had a carillon in it, maybe.
Wow, okay. I went to a bell tower and had a carillon in it, maybe.
maybe so, I don't.
Carillon? How do you spell it?
C-A-R-I-L-L-O-N.
C-A-R-I.
L-L-O-N. I don't know if I used it in the correct, like I.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Great. carillon. Has a carillon in it. Type of staircase.
I like the thought.
Yeah.
It's a set of stationary bells hung in a tower.
Thank you for liking the thought. Nowhere near the answer.
And sounded by manual or pedal action or by machinery. Okay, last one.
Yeah.
I really hope you get this.
Yeah.
Erudite.
Oh, erudite is.
Have you seen?
Very. I've seen the the incomplete movie Divergent. You know that didn't finish?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit sad. That's a type. And didn't make it.
Those books are on my, like, I haven't read the books.
To be erudite, does that mean to be academic, well-informed, knowledgeable?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Good job.
Thank you.
Do we want to end on a high? Because I have one last word and it's ephemeral.
I already defined it short and meaningful, or short and momentary.
Yeah.
Yes.
It says lasting for a short time.
Yeah.
So you got it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for this quiz that I hated. Yeah. I hate losing. But you know what? I'm resilient.
Totally.
I got through that. I'll get through the next one.
What were they? Resilient? No.
Responsible.
Sorry, responsible.
Competent. Not competent today, but I'll get competent next time. I'm going to learn every word by the next podcast.
Next podcast.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the other one. Something in adaptable.
This is a great power play. I'm not going to use words that you don't know now because you didn't know Carillon.
I like that you took a swang at it. Took a swang at it. Well, hey, thank you all for watching, for listening.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for tuning in. Check us out on our socials. Let us know if you want to hear anything, any questions for us.
Maybe if they are on your side on getting rid of me from the podcast too, or if you're on my side, want to keep me around, let us know.
SOS, everyone. But yeah, thanks for listening. Have a great day.
And yeah.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.